grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Now taking human customers?
Yes, real humans.
Sweet.
What's it like? What's the beat of the street on K Road at the moment? It's still a little bit of a strange place.
The whole world's
strange,
right?
They've chucked a couple of yuccas in there. There's a couple of brand new yuccas in there in front of Zumbiro. Noticed a little bit of greenery. I was like, actually, I'd rather that was a car park, but thanks.
get your money's worth, right? It's all good. We're getting back into it, as people are. People trying to, doing their best.
Right on.
Does feel strange, though, having a more face-to-face contact with people.
Mate, I'm weirded out right here, to be honest. But
yeah.
Before or after COVID?
Us two germ-covered radio hosts.
It's good. But stay safe. Mm-hmm. And we are doing the all click and collect and all that up at the hemp store.
Yes.
And the online as well. So we've got like a half a new website we're trialing. Mm-hmm. So it's all good. Yeah.
People embracing that?
If you can embrace a website, they would.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Little mole man stars.
Now,
what's going on in the world of weed? Well, our little world of weed here in New Zealand, where we've decided to vote for it.
Mate, well, the big thing, of course, has been these polls that have come out, but there's been quite a lot of other news all around it. So we'll maybe come back to the polls. So if we go in like chronological order, we started on a high note with Helen Clark. Good on her. Being appointed as chief or whatever they call it of the chair of the Global Commission on Drug Policy.
Sure.
And that's all very good.
Isn't that a strong endorsement then if she's saying vote yes on this referendum and she's the big boss of drugs in the world?
You'd think so.
That says something, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, you'd think so. Yeah.
Thinks so, maybe she's got a little bit of knowledge on it.
I guess. Yeah, she has. And she's been making a lot of good statements on that. And I think maybe speaking as a proxy for Labour, perhaps. But maybe, we need a bit more advocacy from people who are in the government, perhaps, who have been a bit arm's length around the referendum.
We spoke to Chloe last night on the phone, Chloe Schwarbrick. And she said in Parliament, most people behind closed doors would probably vote yes. Everyone in the house. She just had the general feeling.
I took that
despite
as,
what their politics might be.
There's a smoking zone in Parliament and people are using
they
it.
They would probably vote yes.
Well, time to come out from behind closed doors, I guess, is what I would say to that.
Mm.
And, what MPs say in privacy when they're not being held to it, I guess, is one thing.
But shame on them, though, as well.
Yeah, actions speak
when they're towing the party line.
What we want.
Yeah.
And Chloe, is really, she's doing an amazing job and she's really like the only kind of one among all the MPs.
Mm.
So, this is what I'd like to see a bit more of, is the government coming out.
She's kind of the new Nando, right?
Supportive around it.
I was kind of thinking that last night when I was talking to her. I was like, well, you've kind of like, you're like the new Nando a little bit.
Hmm.
You're taking the charge here and you're running with it and you're in Parliament there with your hemp shirt on. Kind of thing.
There you go.
Kind of thing.
Love it. Love it. And speaking of people in support, though, we had one of the New Zealand's leading medical cannabis doctors saying why they're going to be voting yes in the referendum, because there's been a lot of discussion around that, and it's been a big plank of the No campaign of saying that actually this is all false. This thing, medical cannabis is already legal, and this is not a legitimate reason, and we see this a lot with the comments people are leaving online and that. But the reality is that it's very difficult for people under the new system, and being a pharmaceutical model, and I'm very intimately aware with all the regulations and where
it's
things
expensive
are going
and too when the pharmaceutical companies get involved.
Most likely it will be, so but also aside from the expense is the actual process itself of going through a doctor and that. So for what might be a fairly low level thing that you shouldn't need to perhaps go to a doctor for. So anyway, but one of these doctors saying this is why they'll be voting yes, so that was good. News Hub I think covered that, perhaps. I could be making that bit up. But what was definitely covered, this is on Stuff, was two Westie police officers being investigated for seizing weed off some people and then smoking it.
Was it rolled?
That was not revealed. They were. I think text messages were their
comeback. Yeah. Were they like, look, bro, we just found some mean shit. Let's have a hoon. I'll meet you under the bridge, dog. That's how it went out. Is that how it went out?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Do we have the text?
give me a second. We probably do.
Good on you guys, by the way. Just for having... Just good on you, actually.
Is it the sort of thing where they've confiscated it and said, on your way, this is ours now?
An unprofessional exchange is how they're characterising it.
Mm. Hmm.
Well, there you go. I mean, police are people too, so yes, don't forget that. And, you know, they should be able to consume cannabis off the job. And there was a recent study that came out that showed that use off the job had no effect on performance on the job or safety.
The problem here, though, is the confiscation from somebody that probably needed it. And they don't have it anymore, but the cops are allowed to have it. That's the issue there.
Yep. Yep.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, actually, I had one of the first times I ever got weed, which I actually bunked school off to go and get, and this is what it's like, of course. You can just access it as a teenager. So mm-hmm. as an underage teenager, get off school, go get your weed, and then we're sitting there in the car looking at it, and this traffic cop pulled up, and that was in the days when there were different traffic cops to cops here in Auckland. Mm-hmm. And this guy just seized it on the threat that he would call the cops. And when we handed it over, he eyed it up very appreciatively and was like, I will dispose of this in the appropriate manner. And off he went. So, yeah, right there.
I was smoking a joint at Christmas in the park and these dudes came up and took it off me. They were like, can I have a puff? And I was like, yeah, sure. They had one puff and then started walking off with it. That's my weed story. Every time I got confiscated from me. They were much bigger than me, Chris. I was just a little lad.
Now, Chris Fowler, Alison Mao,
I was a little hungry at that point.
In the news as well. She's come out with a stance on weed, on cannabis law reform.
Yes. I was just trying to look it up right there, stalling for time. But yes, that's right. And basically saying, you know, don't get perfect, get in the way of better. And people that have qualms and things about law reform, you know, just get in behind it. Like A, because it's never going to be perfect to everyone. But B, there is a chance and opportunity after the referendum, only if it passes, to then make submissions and change it as it goes through Parliament, right? And I'm sure it will, right? So there's that. But C, there is no alternative. There is no, we won't vote for this, but we'll try for something else. Mm. You know, if the referendum doesn't pass, then seriously, like, that's it for 20 years. Like, seriously, that's what's at stake. So there is no alternative. This is it. And I say that because MPs just simply won't touch it. And by the time you get a new, you know, if it loses, and by the time you get a new kind of wave of MPs coming through, you're probably back to a national government. You know, that's how far away it is. And then you've got to wait again. So, you know, that's kind of what's at stake. We've all got to just, you know, certain aspects if people don't like and go, I've heard such and such about it. You've really kind of go, well, look at what we've got right now.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
anything's better.
Yeah.
And let's give this a go. And then you've got next year when it goes through Parliament to suggest your changes and improvements to make it better. But I can honestly say this is, you know, it isn't perfect, but it is quite possibly the best version of legalization that I've ever come across. Mm-hmm. You know, it really is worded and crafted in a really good way to make it a really good version, not a corporate commercial version.
We've got so many other versions to look at, so I mean that is a bonus in one sense.
Yeah, they've kind of taken the best out of all of them.
Right, cool.
Chris, do you have any sort of insight into how enrollment is tracking and what voter turnout might be in this general election?
I tell you what, so there's these polls that have come out, right, and one showed us slightly losing, and that was a bit, but there, you know, little known poll, all that kind of thing. Then there's one that Helius, one of the medical companies, they've been getting Horizon to do, and this is good because they've been doing the same one for 2 years and really kind of tracking it. Mm. That is showing absolutely dead even, 49.5% each, with only 1% undecided. So
that's you.
Absolutely
that's
dead
you
even.
Who we're talking to.
It literally comes down to this tiny little group of people who are yet undecided.
God.
And they made the point, and I thought this was really good. You know, alcohol prohibition was lost, or you know, never brought in New Zealand by 10,000 votes. You know, that was it.
Wow.
That was how close that was. And we could have had a situation like Al Capone in America, but we didn't. You know, and you know, so that's what it's going to come down to in this one. It's literally going to be down to the wire, and every vote will count. And so this is why people have to enroll. So this is where it gets tricky. Is it split dead even, but among the groups or the younger population that are more likely to support law reform and vote yes, is a lower rate of enrollment.
Yeah.
And in fact, I'm really shocked to find out that 18 to 34 is under 50% enrolled. Wow.
That's crazy.
So there you go. So that's where the votes are going to come from. You know, people need to actually get enrolled and vote and know that it's down to this tiny little amount, and literally you getting on the roll and voting could actually make the difference.
Can you vote in the referendum without voting in the general election?
Yes. And in fact, Andrew Little on this very station confirmed that you could deface your other voting ballot if you so chose. Mm. But as long as you filled out your referendum one, fine, you know.
Is that both referendums you have to do?
No, you can just do the cannabis one.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
Power's in your hands, really. It is. Mm. So, you know, that's what it's going to come down to. So, interesting, eh? That it's just so close. I'm shocked, frankly. I am.
Doesn't feel great.
Now, Chris Valley, weed stocks.
Mate, well, that's been the other big thing, right? There's been a lot of medical cannabis companies, or not so medical, or you know, doing crowdfunds and things like that. And certainly over the last week or two, or month, whatever, seems to be one every week. And it's interesting that the law reform campaign is just so broke, and we literally exist on trying to get some ads on social media that is just, you know, very small amounts and things compared to what people will throw at these companies, like millions of dollars each. It's just astounding.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the No campaign is well funded enough to run billboards and things, but on the Yes side, there really is just nothing going on in terms of funding. So, you know, that's my big appeal. We've really got to get some serious funding for this last month or so.
We need a billionaire to get involved.
Where can people donate to the Yes campaign?
Go to the Make It Legal website, makeitlegal.nz, and then from right there you can either put it straight in their account, or you can go through the Give a Little and do it that way. If you put it straight in the account, one of the things that is interesting is it's donations to the referendum don't get declared like they do to political parties. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if people are worried about that, you're not going to appear on some big list.
I'm 100% going to flip a tit if New Zealand votes no. Yes, that's correct. Flip a tit,
indeed.
I like that.
Let's take a little phone call because I know you hate it, Chris.
I love it. How dare you say that?
You're with Marijuana Media. What's going on?
Good afternoon. My vote is definitely going with Jacinda Ardern.
Okay.
And I was wondering, her closing down the country for the second time round, do you think that will have any effects on her next election?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Because Judith Collins said that if she was Prime Minister at this time, that she'd have the borders open considering the economy.
Yeah, but she could go around killing COVID with a stare. It's different. It's not
right. You see, The decision to close the country down the second time round wasn't just Jacinda Ardern, it was also Ashley Bloomfield and the Health Minister.
That's right, I'm glad you said that.
Who was just the puppet on the string who had to go along with it.
Do you reckon you can swing this back around to cannabis?
And don't vote National because they want to cut all benefits and get everyone working, which is a good thing, I guess.
Not to mention the DAC. Thanks, man. Kind of helped him out a little bit there at the end, didn't I?
You did prove my point, though.
Chris, thank you very much. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye. Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with me.